Minnesota State Capitol. The mural right above the seats of the Grand Justices, as they're called, shows Moses receiving God's Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, a scene that suggests moral consciousness and sacred law, which divide civilization from barbarism. Inscriptions that are also inside of the Capitol building are, "The people's safety is the law of God." This coming from James Otis, a son of liberty. "No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people, but a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue, and by a frequent reoccurrence to fundamental principles." Who said that? The son of liberty, Patrick Henry. I wonder when those said representatives that are doing their best to tear down the laws that they swore to uphold in oath with their hand on the Bible are going to actually pay attention to and submit to themselves to these things that are written upon the walls. After all, these things are all over the Capitol building, in paintings and in inscriptions. More importantly, what must the people think of their said representatives acting outside of their scope of authority? And remember, the people never delegated authority to them to advocate what our laws clearly condemn, when they see what they are attempting to do with their state. What most do not take the time to realize is that our rights come from God, and the Lord does not give us, nor our representatives, the right to transgress His law. This quote is also inside of the Capitol building in the state of Minnesota. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." The third president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson, made that statement. What the said Governor Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota is advocating for is now with little boys dressed as little girls. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that is a crime. It is illegal. Governor Walz is advocating for what does not exist because the Lord created them male and female. However, he attempts to go further by attempting to put these abominable ones in the position of the victims. It's not working, is it? Friends, they are not the victims. The fact of the matter is that they are going after little children and are guilty of violating the very laws that condemn their criminal actions. The governor in the state of Minnesota, we were told, was reelected by the people to advocate for this. Did the people sign up for this? Absolutely not. Yet the mainstream media would have you believe that Minnesotans voted him in only for him to continuously attack them day after day, month after month, and year after year. It's called major voter fraud, and this we all know. Consider that this is, after all, his illegal attacks on small business owners under the guise of the pandemic, simultaneously driving traffic to his corporate fascist buddies. Oh, P.S., billionaires increased their wealth worldwide 27% during the pandemic. And while all of those businesses were shut down, 60% of them will never reopen. And don't forget about the liquidation of the elderly and healthcare centers across the state. He surrounds himself with them that mean to conquer the state, passing treasonous policies and handing illegals license. And simultaneously calling for others to come to the state to murder the unborn? Where is that in the Constitution? Furthermore, where did they derive that authority? It's not from we the people, and that runs in contrast to the Declaration of Independence, where it states that they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. And now he's even going so far as to turn gun-carrying, law-abiding citizens in hopes of making them criminals. If they do not comply...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. And no marvel, for Satan himself, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, is transformed into an angel of light as your friend, right? Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, put that up against 1 Kings 13:33, also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. You know why they lie? Because they know the truth. And they lie because they knew that if you knew the truth about what they're promoting, you wouldn't tolerate it, right? That's what I want to believe, because Americans, you all understand that you are the law, right? I just want to make clear. And then I also think of, as we're sitting here, live radio, you can check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. We're right up there on, again, the left side of the page. Subscribe to the page. Also go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe to our social media platform. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm going to go to Ephesians 4:14 really quick, because I got a show for you, friends. I got Dan Pilla jumping on, and then a Grammy Award investigative reporter coming on at the half hour mark concerning what's going on with the new short list of options, namely Tim Walz. These are your options, okay? Let's go to Ephesians 4:14. What does it say? So that we are no longer children, speaking of us, but we're spiritually mature, tossed back and forth like ships on a stormy sea, and carried about by every wind of shifting doctrine, by the cunning and trickery of who? The Lord? No, the Lord is not a man that he should lie. No, but the cunning trickery of what? Men. Unscrupulous men. This is the amplified version of Ephesians 4:14. By the deceitful scheming of people ready to do anything for personal profit. Is that what's going on? Oh, absolutely. Hey, folks, look at this. I just did this article this morning on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just posted it not too long ago, probably about an hour ago. And interestingly enough, what I did is I highlighted it, and then there is the traitor and treasonous Tim Walz to add to the short list of options given, right? Well, yesterday I'd highlighted the fact that communists that are somehow or another tolerated by the American people, not only tolerated, but 86% of the parents that claim to be Christians, patriots, and or conservatives are the ones that are dropping off their kids to be raised up by their sworn enemies in public schools so they can be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment. What a sentence. Whoa, right? But just think about it. The communists who are illegally, criminally indoctrinating the young people in public schools of America today are using the same tactics on the parents who are sending them. Let me explain real quick. When a student in a public school is given a test of some sort, the question will be presented with the option of 2 to 3 different answers provided as options, as I said, right? The way that they indoctrinate and the way that they indoctrinate those that are taking these tests is that the 2 to 3 answers presented are not the right answers to the question. And it's the same thing when it comes to the presidential options that are given to the American people. Listen, when I take it away from what the establishment is proposing to you, people begin to think outside of the box. And here it is. There's over 1,000 other presidential candidates. Bradley, you say this all the time. I know I'm countering the lies of the mainstream media who are continuously telling you the same things all of the time. Okay, but what I want you to see real quick, I'm teeing this up for Dan Pilla, okay? Outside of Donald Trump, we already know who he is, okay? They're selling him as the good guys. He's guilty of the same things that you call the left every step of the way. We can see his new J.D. Vance, his vice presidential pick. He's calling himself a Christian. If you're looking at social media platforms right now, you can see he's not a Christian. He's also an investor into big pharmaceutical companies. He's also an individual that has such a clean record that he's had to change his name 3 times. You know anybody that's ever done that? Me neither. Then you have Kamala Harris, who nobody takes seriously anyways, because we all know that we were exposed to her through that of Montel Williams as one of the whores hanging on one of his arms. Do you remember all this? This is true, right? It's not a joke. It's really true. She's a whore. Spiritually and in the natural, in both. First the natural. 1 Corinthians 2:14, right? Well, they offer you Kamala Harris. Nobody takes her serious. Again, I've already given you stats, friend. She's got less than 1% approval rating, but they put her up against Donald Trump. No, that's to drive your support to Donald Trump, which doesn't mean they won't throw her in. They did the same thing with Joe Biden. Zero support, but they threw him in, and then they turned around, and then they told the people 80 million of you voted him in, which was nonsense. Do you remember they had to use the military to protect Joe Biden from the 80 million people that allegedly put him in office? Right. You got to think things through. It doesn't make sense, right? No, because the people didn't support him. It's massive voter fraud. Okay, so let's go to Tim Walz, right? So we're moving on to Tim Walz now. He's the VP pick for Kamala Harris. He's responsible for the fall of Minneapolis, and the people are at length responsible for allowing him to commit the crimes that he did. But did you also know that Tim Walz's daughter, did you know that she was also the one that was directing the protesters during the embellished and bolstered George Floyd protests? Did you know that? His daughter was helping the protesters. We also know that they were also being pumped in and driven in from other cities to create this domestic insurrection, right? Well, then we got pictures of Tim Walz standing in 1995 in front of the Chinese wall. Did you also know that Tim Walz is responsible for drinking horse semen? I'm not kidding. Now, the mainstream media is trying to protect him from this, saying it's not true. But guess what, friends? We got the actual article right here. From the paper when he was a nobody. Don't tell me this guy doesn't reek a pedophile. Everything about this man is wrong. He's a traitor to his people. First is God. He's a traitor to the law. You can see here on social media platforms, he tried to lie when he got pulled over for drinking and driving by trying to tell the officer that he was drunk. Right? But what is the mainstream media doing? The mainstream media is trying to sell him to you as this cuddly, nice guy, like this guy that anybody and everybody could talk to. No, it's interesting. In Minnesota, friends, there was billboards up all over the state trying to figure out where old the Nebraska man was when it comes to Tim Walz. And they had posters of him as the clown in the state of Minnesota. Look at this now. They're finding out that Tim was being exposed for stolen valor, just like John McCain, just like John Kerry, and the list goes on. Folks, you got to pay attention to what's being said here for your own good. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest.
So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want you to see this before I pull up Dan Pilla really quick. And what it is on social media platforms is those that were in National Guard with him are exposing him as stolen valor, lying about his rank, and quitting when his unit was deployed. This is the tip of the iceberg. This is his wife, no joke, and they're trying to sell her as the all-American woman. You know, she's a teacher just like Tim, so on and so forth. But again, friends, we're not supposed to judge a man by how the media sells him, the mainstream media, that 94% of the American people don't believe. We're supposed to sell him, and we're to be fruit inspectors as Christians, Matthew 7:16-20. And it's exactly what we're doing here. We're showing you who they're putting up as legitimate options when, in fact, they are not legitimate options in any sense of the word. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and pull up my friend Dan Pilla yesterday, who had actually emailed me and shared with me the earnestness of what needs to be said to the American people. So I pulled him up and I said, Dan, let's do it. We'll do it today. And here he is. And Dan, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I totally appreciate you, big brother, because that's what you are to me. And with that said, what do you have to share with the rest of us?
Well, I appreciate, Bradley, you getting me on right away, and it's a pleasure to talk to you as usual. As long as we're on the subject of walls, let's talk about the ridiculous comment he made during a fundraiser here in Minneapolis about a week and a half ago now. He made the statement to a group called White Dudes for Harris. I don't know what kind of a group that is, but he made the statement that said he encouraged those people to stick to their what he called progressive principles, and that's a contradiction in terms. But you know, let's set that aside for a second. And then he went on to say, remember, one man's socialism is another man's neighborliness, and so I was struck by this idea, Bradley, that he equated socialism with neighborliness. And my position is that these are two completely mutually exclusive ideas. Socialism and neighborliness couldn't be more distinct in terms of how they operate. Socialism, for example, as you well know, is an economic system that operates on force. All right. Under a socialist system, the state takes control of a nation's entire means of production, distribution, and exchange. So what it does is it inserts itself as the controller in every aspect of economic activity between individuals and businesses and between individuals and their own. It's a forced system. Socialism exists by force. It exists through oppression. It exists through lies. It can't exist any other way. Neighborliness, on the other hand, is defined by Jesus in the book of Luke. In chapter 10 of Luke, we get the story. It's actually in a couple of areas, a couple of the Gospels, as you know, the story of the Good Samaritan, where a man is walking down a road. He happens upon another man who was robbed, beaten, and left for dead. The first man takes care of the injured man's wounds. He binds his wounds. He treats his wounds. He brings the man to an inn. He pays the innkeeper out of his own pocket and asks the innkeeper to watch over this man and feed him while he's gone. And then the Good Samaritan comes back a couple of days later and he pays the innkeeper for the additional charges incurred. Bradley, that was all done voluntarily. That was not done through government intervention. It was not done through force by any means. So neighborliness is the voluntary interaction between individuals that's designed to make the world a better place, at least our little corner of the world. I help you, you help me, you help your neighbor helps you. It's done voluntarily. It's done out of the goodness of your heart. It's done out of love, Bradley. That's why it's
Amen.
Done. Whereas socialism is, as I said, an economic system that's carried out through force and oppression. The two ideas cannot be more divergent in terms of their consequences on mankind. And so what we've got is this left, the leftists in the United States trying to convince ignorant Americans, and frankly, it's not that difficult to convince ignorant Americans that socialism is really just this benign economic system that's designed to create equality. Well, there's a modicum of truth in that, Bradley, in that under a socialist system, everybody is equal. Everybody except the top 2 or 3% of the ruling class is completely equal in terms of their poverty, their oppression, and their destitute condition. All right, that's what socialism does. It has never helped the masses. In every country it's ever been tried around the world, throughout all of history, it has never improved the condition of the masses. All it has done is create havoc for the masses and misery for the masses. Because, as I said, socialism is based on force and oppression. And it cannot exist any other way. Moreover, Bradley, under an economic system, no wealth is ever created. All it's done is all governments can do is transfer wealth from those who create it to those who don't create it, or in the case of socialism, transfer the wealth from the creators to the state so that they can use the resources to do what they think is best.
And then what happens when they run out of money? I'm curious, Dan. I don't mean to break your flow, but what happens when they run out of money? Because people in this country think for some reason or another that it's the government without the people that write the checks. It doesn't work that way. If it wasn't for the taxpayer to steal from us, to use the money against us, they wouldn't have it in the first place. But what happens when they run out of the money?
Well, eventually socialist governments fail because
that's right.
they run out of money.
Thank you.
That's exactly it. Well, listen, there's a basic axiom in economics, right? This is a fundamental principle of economics. And this is just so very simple, and people need to understand this. What you tax, you get less of. What you subsidize, you get more of. Right? So when you tax production and you tax the creation of wealth and you tax productivity, you get less production, creation of wealth, and less productivity. And socialist governments, in fact, the second plank of the Communist Manifesto, as I'm sure you know, is to institute a heavy, progressive income tax specifically for the purposes of wresting the wealth out of the hands of the public who produces it and transferring it into the hands of the state so they can use that wealth to do whatever it is they think is best. All right, so that's what socialism is all about, is stealing that wealth from producers. Now, under a welfare state, what happens is the government takes the money from producers and gives it to non-producers. And so in that sense, what you subsidize, you get less of. When you pay people not to work, when you pay people not to grow crops, when you pay people not to produce goods and services, then they sit on the couch and they don't produce. All right, but that's not the pure model of socialism. We often confuse a welfare state with an economic system of socialism, and it's not exactly the same. Welfare states often lead to socialist countries, but you can have a welfare state without a socialist country. And most of the proponents of quote unquote socialism will point to the Scandinavian countries and say, well, Dan, socialism works in the Scandinavian countries. Well, Scandinavian countries were never pure socialist nations to begin with. All right. They were welfare states to begin with, taxing those who produced, giving it to those who didn't produce. Yep. But they moved, most of them moved far away from that, Bradley, because when you run out of other people's money, the programs die.
That's right. Go ahead. Finish your point. I got you for two more minutes.
A socialist state arises when the state takes control of production, distribution, and exchange. All right. In other words, there's no private economy anymore. The state controls it all. All right. So there's a distinction between a welfare state and a socialist state.
I like the way that you define communism. It's totalitarianism. It's a government by force. It's interesting that our rights come from God, and those people that work for us derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. It's a limited representative government. The people have it completely backwards because they fail to be the good Samaritan in dealing with the bad guys and helping the good guys. And then when it comes to the welfare state, it's completely unconstitutional because it violates scriptures where it says in 1 Timothy 5:8 and also 2 Thessalonians 3:10, if they don't work, they don't eat. So to steal from those that have, to give to those that don't have, look who's destroying society, those that are taking from those that have, and the government's given to those that don't have, and then they obviously implode, right?
Bradley, and I would argue from a constitutional standpoint, it's even more basic than that. There is no authority in the United States Constitution, none, zero, for the federal government to take money from those who produce and give it to those who don't produce.
Yep.
There's three limited reasons why the federal government may tax under the authority of Article 1, Section 8. They can tax for the purposes of paying the debts of the nation, right? That would be paying the servants who work in the federal government for the people, right? People like judges and so forth. So that would be number one. Number two, they can tax to fund the defense of the nation, right? National defense. And then they can tax for the purposes of general welfare. Well, this is where the confusion comes in. What is general welfare? Well, the word general means broad,
for the good of,
all-encompassing, and welfare means well-being.
That's right.
All right. It does not mean relief programs for the poor. It means the well-being of the entire nation as a whole. So to the extent that any federal spending would support the well-being of the entire nation as a whole and not select groups of citizens at the expense of others, then those programs are authorized by...
Dan, I got a hard break, and I got another guest coming up on the other side. How do people get a hold of you?
TaxHelpOnline.com. All one word.
I gave you 13 minutes, brother. I totally appreciate you. Thank you, guys.
Doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend.
You can hear me?
We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, hey friends, Dan Pilla, he is literally like a big brother to me. I just want to let you know that he's an Italiano from St. Paul, super cool guy. He took the time, speaking of which, to come up to us at the Minnesota State Fair, which we're going to be there again on August 22nd for 12 days from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 12 days in a row. Please come out and say hello to us. We're on the east end of the basement in the grandstand, the East End Minnesota State Fair. We also could use some help if you love us so much. We'd love to get a little help from you if it's available. Call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. But before I take on our next guest, an investigative reporter, Shadrach, I want to make sure that you guys understand who Dan Pilla is. TaxHelpline.com, TaxHelpOnline, forgive me, .com, TaxHelpOnline, TaxHelpOnline.com. If you have any issues like that, I'm telling you what, guys, he's Italian, and you're going to understand what makes him an Italian when you see him in your corner, because he's one of those guys that knows his stuff, and he's there truly to defend you. He's a sincere guy. And this isn't a, I'm not, kicking off a little jing here for him, but I am telling you, he's my friend, and it's something that I don't do here. But in this case, I do want you to know that this guy is to be trusted, because the years that I've known him, he has been nothing short of upright in every sense of the word. So if you need any help, folks, Tax Help Online, go to Dan Pilla. He's a super cool guy. He called me last night, and he just said, listen, I need to, get on the show and let people know what's going on. And I think we're all aware of what's going on. But I gave him 13 minutes to vent, and I think he gave it to you, and it's exactly what we needed. So without further ado, let's go ahead and take up our next guest here. He's coming in through a phone line. And with that said, he's an investigative reporter. He's a award-winning investigative reporter. And this is a guy that actually knew Tim Walz, that spent time with Tim Walz. And again, I want to show you what is given to you as options when it comes to the likes of Tim Walz. So without further ado, let's go ahead and welcome him. Welcome to the show, Shadrach. I totally appreciate you, guy. And thanks for jumping on with such short notice today.
Bradley Dean, it's an honor and a privilege, and I'm glad to be with you today. And man, when you talk about choices, we have presented to us on the Democrat side what I've been trying to tell people since before this was even announced. I had told people that we heard all this hype about Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, and we heard basically a month of that. And I told people as that was happening, and you know, right in the midst of it, I said, there's absolutely no way that Shapiro is going to be the pick, because the Democrat Party at its base in 2024 absolutely despises the Jews. And so I said, there's no way he's going to be picked. And by the way, there's this guy that's nearly handpicked by the nation of China, and has deep connections going back to Beijing for over 30 years, is actually a bigger Manchurian candidate than Barack Obama, and has had more lucrative and productive connections to China than even Joe Biden. And that person is your governor there in the state of Minnesota. You guys know him by the name of Tim Walz.
Yeah, so when we're talking about that, Shadrach, what I want to know is, can you give us a download concerning the things that you personally experienced with him and what it is that you know of him, to take it to a next level outside of just what we're getting from other outsourced news? And I'm not talking about the mainstream media, because they're trying to defend him at every given step, and they're trying to convey him to the American people as a great American, when in fact I spent the first 10 minutes of the show today highlighting the fact that he is just the exact opposite of what they're trying to sell us. And these are the options that are given to us as the next vice president of the United States of America. And it applies to the president as well. But what are the things that you actually experienced with Tim Walz when you were with him back in 1995 in China?
I traveled with Tim. I had the opportunity as a student to be given a foreign study, foreign semester opportunity. Tim Walz was my student liaison in the nation of China in the summer semester of 1995. Now, you have to understand some things about how Tim basically was developed into this Chinese connection. He taught at Guangdong as an English teacher in 1989, and he was actually present. Somehow he turns up present at the original Tiananmen Square uprising in Beijing in 1989.
Huh.
So we have to start asking ourselves some questions. How does a Nebraska college student coming out of West Point, Nebraska, in Tim Walz, end up in the middle of the original Tiananmen Square uprising in June of 1989? That was through the Harvard Institute for International Development. That's where he was first picked for this English teaching assignment in Guangdong. And then over the next basically 20 years, between 1994 and 2006, he's making upwards of 30 trips into the nation of China using this student visa loophole to bring scores of United States students who were basically selected, some through writing contests, some through just hometown summer tours, as it were, that were connected through Harvard University to Beijing Normal University through this scholarship exchange program that continued for those 12 years. So we have to ask ourselves some questions. I'm going to share individual anecdote during the journey. Tim made no secret whatsoever about his admiration for the Beijing regime, basically for China's history, developing into a Chinese dictatorship, a communist dictatorship, a collectivist nation, the most brutal communist regime. This is more brutal than North Korea. Yep. And Tim made absolutely no secret about his admiration for their system, for the efficiency of a dictatorship system and the use of being able to enact policy in a more efficient way than, say, the United States in our representative republic, and was just overflowing in his praise of the way that the Chinese have assembled their system with a controlled, planned economy over the top of the most brutal surveillance collectivist system for the common people in the way that it suppresses thought. And so,
well, with that said, Chakra, you know, it's interesting to me that he would be picked as the next VP, all the while knowing that, as it to suggest to us, the government didn't know all of this. To me, it's a given as to why he's being planted in that position. He's another level going up of evil. This man is a coward. He's a traitor to his God, a traitor to his people. The way that he affronted the state is second to none. It's interesting. The people in the state, just so you know, the people in the state of Minnesota, they hate his person. And yet this guy comes from out of nowhere, out of Nebraska. He's put in a position as the governor. He never visits the representatives. I've had several representatives on saying that he's just unreachable. He never shows up until he has to, you know, take another photo op to, you know, to sell them to the people in the state of Minnesota that he's their governor. There's billboards all over the state saying, "Where's Tim? Where's Tim?" And then he magically appears the next time he wants to do something in effrontery to the laws that keep we the people free in this state. What are your thoughts on that?
Think about the things, think about the pieces of policy that he enacted in your state. The snitch line, so you could snitch on your neighbors.
Yep.
Just the absolute draconian nature of all the things that he did to the state of Minnesota during the COVID lockdowns. You know, lawsuits by the attorney general against businesses that wouldn't close down, criminal prosecution for people who wouldn't wear masks, all the things that he did through that, again, another Chinese operation straight out of Wuhan, transverse intercellular mutagenesis, the mRNA technology that came out of the Wuhan BSO4, thanks to Ralph Barrick at University of North Carolina, and wow, all the gamesmanship that was played with that bio-warfare, that bio-weapon that was launched on the American people so they could steal the 2020 election. And lo and behold, Tim gets to roll out some of his favorite policy pieces and being able to suppress the citizenry and clamp down on your cities and your businesses and churches. Can't have churches open. Yep. No, we can't possibly do that. And oh, by the way, if you see your neighbor having gatherings during Thanksgiving dinner, here's a hotline to call so you can snitch on them and our Gestapo will be right out to make sure and deal with these people who dare, from the places of rocks and cows, as he said when he ran for Congress back in 2006. This is the Hick, they're calling it the Hick Lib PSYOP that's now coming out of the Democrat Party. They realized they had a problem in the disconnect of the average American in the common cloth of what we began to look at as the liberal weenie sort of motif that was coming out of the Democrat Party. They knew they had an image problem. Tim Walz comes in and realize the transition that it is, because normally you need massive amounts of bribery or you need compromising material, compromat, to be able to turn people against their own nation and get them to serve a communist regime, Beijing, the communist Chinese government. You need these kinds of things to be able to get people to betray their nation and to do things that are contrary to our Constitution. What's represented in the Harris-Walz ticket is the first generation of true believers. These are dyed-in-the-wool, absolute communists, not just sympathizers, but absolute Maoists in their own political philosophies and methodology. You hear Kamala talking about equity and using that language. That's straight out of Das Kapital and the Communist Manifesto. Then you have Tim Walz, who was just an open devotee of Mao Zedong. Went around. We used to go to the street bazaars at night. Tim would buy stacks of the Little Red Book, the contemporaneous antique copies of Mao Zedong's Little Red Book that were given to the students during the Cultural Revolution in being able to turn their minds against their parents, yep, get rid of the four olds, old ideas, old things, old people, and old methods in being able to accomplish the communist takeover of China. And the Great Leap Forward. Think about the parallels in the language that you're hearing. We're not going back. We're not going back. Yep. He leads the crowd in chanting that. All that is Great Leap Forward written by a DEI hire. And we're seeing this played out. This is the most firmly, they didn't have to bribe these two people to advance communist ideology in the United States.
I'm going to hold you over for another segment. Is that okay?
I'm here.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, talking to investigative reporter Shadrach. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to go back to this because when you go to the Capitol in the state of Minnesota and any other capital throughout the United States of America, going to Minnesota right now in particular, it's interesting to note that there is a mural of Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments, the divine law of God, Exodus 20. And it says on the way out by John Locke, who is also a part of a common English law and English common law. And with that said, John Locke was one with Charles D. Montesquieu and William Blackstone that said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. Well, this is what tyranny looks like. But in saying that, my thoughts go to what we're talking about with investigative reporter Shadrach right now, who we still have online. But I want to address this really quick, because when I look at scripture, it says, but if you will not hearken unto me, that means where the Lord says, if you will not listen carefully unto me and will not do all of these commandments that I commanded you, not suggested, and if you shall despise my statutes as to how you're supposed to deal with those that violate his law, or if your soul shall abhor my judgments so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror, right? And then it goes down and it just highlights in great specificity as to what's going on in our country today. And then he said, if you still are going to continue on and walk contrary to me, Leviticus 26, verse 21, and you won't listen to me even concerning the way I chastised you and began to judge you, he said, I'm going to bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your sins. And it also says, I will appoint over you those that hate you. Shadrach, when we look at a Tim Walz, there's no question that this guy is at another level of danger. And what I'm talking about, he's a danger to himself. He's a danger to the country in the extremities, because he seems to be one of those kind of guys, when I look at his person in discernment, that will do whatever needs to be done to get to the position that he wants to be in so he can execute his plan. Am I right or am I wrong?
It's absolutely true, and it's true on a level that's so deep and so frightening, I can barely describe it. This is a guy who talks about jumper cables, talks about changing his own oil, talks about hunting pheasants, talks about, you know, just all the, you know, the flannel shirts and barbecue crowd that we all grew up with in our Midwestern heritage. I drank beer with Tim Walz. We go all across the nation of China. We played poker. We played pitch. We played pinochle. We're in the trains crisscrossing the Chinese mainland in the summer semester of 1995. I really enjoyed my time with Tim, but there was no way to know the future. There was no way to really understand how all these events were going to, you know, kind of come to pass. And what I've learned and what I've tried to tell people over the ensuing 30 years is a deepened understanding of realizing exactly how the pieces were fitting together, what he was doing, what he was up to in this connection to the Harvard Institute for International Development, the State Department, Education and Cultural Advancement Wing that was founded in the early 1990s, under the watchful eye, by the way, of Evelyn Lieberman. Evelyn Lieberman would later become the Deputy Chief of Staff for the Clinton White House. Yep. And when you think about the Clinton White House, that's the golden age of Chinese espionage. That gave us the brought in most favored nation trade status to China, yep. fast-track entrance into the World Trade Organization. You had people like Charlie Tree, John Wong, Jack Wang going in and out of the Clinton White House, boatloads of cash that was bundled. Used to be a lot more difficult to launder money into the American political campaigns back in those days, and so they had to do it very carefully because we still had a law and order system, a rule of law system that was going to catch these people and maybe pose some problems for them. None of that's true anymore. Just like we don't have a southern border, and it was much more difficult to be able to traffic in the kind of Chinese nationals that have flown over our southern border as part of this invasion by an outside enemy, and what I believe is just the installation of sleeper cells and all kinds of things that are waiting to be unleashed once they have everything in place for the final collapse of this revolution that they're undertaking.
Now, I want to add something to that too. So are the Chinese then, from your perspective and your experience with Tim Walz, are they hiding behind the Muslims? Because Tim Walz himself, along with Keith Ellison, who I also believe is a CIA plant, so do the people in the state of Minnesota. With that said, is it not true that he wants 200 to 300% more Muslims to come in as a front concerning what the Chinese are doing? Is that what we're dealing with here? Because that's what I hear you say.
What it is, I absolutely believe that, but let's go a step further and understand they're using the Muslim population not because the Chinese are hiding behind them, but because they know that the importation of the Muslim population, disparate from the American population, that's the easiest way. They're the CIA's favorite tool in the destabilization and collapse
that's
of society.
Right. That's right. Yep, John Stockton said that. That's right. Yep.
We're waiting for our version of the Arab Spring and regime change here in the United States, and it's happening right before our very eyes.
What would you say to anybody watching, to anybody listening right now that just wants to take this as, you know, old news? I've heard this 1,000 times, which I believe that we're again at another level of danger. To the extremity when it comes to the likes of Tim Walz, because this guy is no holds barred. I mean, anything and everything that he's been told, I believe he's extorted. I believe he's completely compromised. I believe he is, again, a complete traitor. And instead of the said representatives bringing forth the articles of impeachment and prosecuting him, they all sit back and they let him do what he does, and they do nothing but complain about the crimes that he's committing against the people. And I'm just here to say, I'm telling you what I feel we are dealing with a new level of danger. And I believe that's exactly why they mean to bring him to D.C. And Shadrach, you said something interesting to me earlier, too, just to kind of branch off this topic. You had said that he would be the one that would actually be in control had Kamala actually got into the White House. Can you explain that to the people and also bring the severity of the likes of a Tim Walz to their front door, please, to their ears, their eyes, so on and so forth?
Tim Walz is the heft. He is the intellectual weight. Say what you want about Tim, everything else that we're talking about. Tim is very smart. He's very bright. And he's perfectly fashioned for the work, the remaining work that needs to be done to make the United States a fully communist nation, to slip into the final realization of a globalist, absolutely global, worldwide communist dictatorship. Tim is an academic. He's an intellectual. These are real things. He's polar opposite of Kamala Harris. Kamala is the racist and DEI window dressing on the administration. But make no mistake, Tim is the deep state player and the deep state heavy on this ticket. And they fashioned it perfectly. When we say Manchurian candidate, this is literal, not just figurative. It was figurative in the way we talked about it with Barack Obama. And Tim Walz, it is a literal description of the intelligence cofactor, the intelligence community plant that he represents on that ticket.
So what you're saying is that Obama was the precursor to just kind of give shock value to what they really intended to do through the likes of a Tim Walz.
Yes. And you think about Joe Biden, we've gone by gradient. Think about what Tiananmen Square really represented. The uprising in 1989. I want to give this just as kind of a parting understanding of how this works. Everybody thinks about the Tiananmen Square uprising as just this organic student uprising that happened in 1989. And yes, the regime crushed it. And oh, isn't that sad? It's too bad that they couldn't have fought for their freedom. Think about it from a different aspect. Tim Walz is in China at the time that this happens. We know now through investigation and things that have happened, the CIA was directly responsible for having that student uprising in Beijing. They used it as an electromagnet operation to get the portion of the Chinese student population that was most susceptible to the message of liberty and freedom and who were willing to fight for their liberty and freedom against the Beijing regime, to get them coalesced into one place. 50,000 students who were crushed by armored vehicles, machine gunned to death, and the rest of them were scooped up in the aftermath of that and sent off to Chinese prisons in Suzhou and Chengdu and Guangzhou and Guangdong. And they were never heard from again.
I got that about 1 minute left, Shad. I want to ask you about his wife. They're selling her to the people as, you know, a homegrown American. And yet I have pictures of her where she looks like there's some mental illness issues. No joke. What are we dealing with when it comes to the likes of his wife as well?
Tim Walz's wife, Gwen, is a fellow traveler ideologically. They both come out of the absolute Marxist sympathies of the education systems in the United States. But more than that, she has a coldness, an interpersonal coldness about her that makes Hillary Clinton seem warm and alluring by comparison. She's a quantity unto herself. But they're fellow travelers ideologically. And again, Tim will be the most fully communist candidate that America has ever had the chance to vote for. In the history of our presidential elections.
I'm curious, do you still have access to the ear of Tim Walz, or is that just forbidden at this point?
We used to have phone conversations every now and then up until kind of the early 2000s. We've since fallen out of communication.
Okay. Totally appreciate your time, Shadrach. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. See ya.